The exiles kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Ezra is one of the prophets, one of the books of the Bible. But why is it? Do you know what is going on in the book of Ezra? What's going on here is that these people have been exiled since Jerusalem has been destroyed. They've been carried off in that Babylonian exile, and now, after King Darius has come and destroyed the Babylonians, he wants to send them back to their people. First chapter, and we're reading from the second chapter. The first chapter is all about King Darius sending them back and giving them the freedom to go back where before they were not allowed to do so. Today's reading is all about King Darius not only sending them back, but giving them loads and loads of money, of timber, of silver, of everything they would. All that they cared about was making sure that they were able to worship God in this place. That's the only thing that they wanted. The one thing that the people of God really were caring about was, can I at least go home and begin doing what it is which is most important to me? That's what we do here at Mass. Something greater than what they have. They gave all sorts of holocausts, all sorts of offerings. 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and 12 goats, he-goats. They followed these prescriptions of the law meticulously. Why? Do you know why we worship God? Do you know why we celebrate the Mass the way that it is? Is it just because some guys got around and said, hey, this would be a pretty good idea. I mean, I think we should do it. It makes sense to us. It's kind of fun to do. We get to wear cool things. We get to offer certain things. And we think that that'd be good for God, right? No. That's not the way it happens. If you go through the history of salvation, if you go through everything that's ever happened from the very first moment when man sinned in Genesis all the way until the present time, everything that man does to worship God, at least we can say the Catholics, it's always because God told us what to do, and we did it. You see, man doesn't know how to worship God properly. God's so high above us. As we talked about on Sunday, as we read in that second reading, his ways are so much greater than our ways. His thoughts are so much greater than our thoughts. Any way you or I could ever think to praise God, it's going to fall horribly short. Because it's just our thoughts. So what we do is we turn to God. And God said, hey, look, what I want you to do is I want you to offer things in this way. And so that's why they offered these various sacrifices for the various sins. They offered the 12 he-goats, ones representing each one of the 12 tribes of Israel, because he-goats, because they were male heirs that were in front of it, each one of the 12 sons of Jacob. And these goats were ceremoniously, each one had their hands pressed upon their heads by the high priest, putting the sin of each one of the tribes of Israel symbolically upon him, just like he talked about to Moses. And sent them out of the camp, that no one would touch them, that the sin would leave the camp, being placed symbolically on them through the hands of the priest. That's what God said, not what man said. And in doing so, they go forth sanctified, and God is worshipped perfectly in their presence. That's what we do at Mass. You know those he-goats that I've mentioned and probably mystify you? I actually do the exact same thing here at Mass. There's a moment when my hands do this. I'm calling down the Holy Spirit upon the gifts at that moment. But the prayer which is said there is also a prayer which is placing the sin of us, of the whole world, upon the Lamb who is about to be slain here in an unbloody fashion here on this altar. That's why it's called the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It happens here. And so using all these things which have been built up all throughout salvation history, God gave us the perfect form of sacrifice, which is his very self, his very son. And it is represented to us every single day here at Mass. See the richness that we have. And ask God today that the same work that was done here, which brought joy and salvation to the people, may also bring joy and salvation to us. With whatever difficulty we're bringing today, God, just as he did 4,000 years ago, and 2,000 years ago, and 1,000 years ago, so too the same as he wished to do today for us in this holy sacrifice. The exiles kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. They did it so just as God had commanded them. That's what we do at Mass. Just as God had commanded us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.